The email in question, which was not written by Palladino but was forwarded to his contacts, is of an alleged account by tourists in France observing Paris being overrun and ruined by people of color and people of Muslim faith. Palladino defends his decision to share that email.
I sent something out that I thought was truthful and real when I read it, because that's what I do. Okay, and I'm comfortable with my choices and my selections. These people want to call me names. They want to say that I'm propagating hate speech and whatever. That's all nonsense and sensitivities that don't really exist in the real world that I live in.
Protesters outside included Pastor Mark Blue of the Buffalo chapter of the NAACP. He says those words can and do cause harm in the outside world. He points to examples including the recent mosque attacks in New Zealand and last year's synagogue attack in Pittsburgh.
He needs to be held accountable for his actions and for his thoughts. I mean, a thought and the spewing of what he had mentioned in his emails can go a long way. And if you have somebody who trusts and believes in his ideology or his way of thinking, that can cause damage to another person.
Blue isn't calling for boycotts, but he and Assemblyman Sean Ryan are urging Palladino's business associates to reconsider their relationships.
The first step we're asking these entities is to do some soul searching to say, do these business relationships, do they actually reflect the values of our businesses? And I think once they do that soul searching, they'll reach their own conclusion about whether or not to continue their business relationships. But you're judged by the company that you keep.
Palladino suggests Ryan is trying to divert attention away from his voting record, including his support of partial birth abortions. He has also released a written statement in response to the controversy. You may find it at WBFO.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.